From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 19, The Inlanders.
Malabar Plains Police, Sergeant Adam Strang.
Good morning, Malabar Plains. This is Darwin Control.
Darwin? Who's speaking?
Policewoman Maisie Franklin here.
Good grief. I'm sorry, Miss Constable Franklin, but I was expecting to hear the rather harsher tones of Constable George Merry. When did you join?
I've been in the force 7 months, not counting my training, of course.
Ah, of course. Well, how do you like Darwin?
It's all right, but I'd rather be posted to an outback station.
That'll come, no doubt.
Sorry.
Sergeant, I have an all-stations message for you. A nationwide call. Are you ready to receive?
Hey, who's there?
Shh. Ready to receive, Constable.
A gold robbery is reported from South Australia. In the early hours of this morning, a consignment of gold bars from the refinery at Port Lamington was seized by a gang of 6 men who made their escape in a stolen truck. One of the gold escort was shot dead and 2 other guards severely wounded.
Proceed, please, Constable Franklin.
No accurate description of the men is available, but the leader was seen, a man with a scarred face, not yet identified. Police at all stations in all states are warned to be on the alert. Message ends.
Thank you, Constable Franklin. I take it that Darwin's aware that thieves of this kind, highly mobilized, might head north for safety.
I heard Inspector Petrie say something to that effect, sir.
No need to call me, sir. Unlike Mr. Petrie, my promotion hasn't come through yet.
Yes, Sergeant Strang. I'm signing off now.
You spoke your little piece very nicely, Constable. Did you say Maisie Franklin?
Yes, and thank you for being so nice, Sergeant Strang. I expect we'll be talking to each other a lot from now on. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Darwin.
Goodbye, Darwin, indeed. Policewomen, eh? How soon can I get my transfer through?
Any minute now you'll get a transfer to Marble Bar, the hottest spot in Australia. This is no time for drooling over policewomen in distant Darwin. You heard what came over, didn't you?
A gold robbery? Yeah, but that happened miles and miles away. We just got it on the routine grapevine to be duly logged and noted.
There's nothing to stop those thieves from heading north. Let's see now. Port Lamington to Adelaide, the main highway.
Yeah, if they do head north, all we have to do is seal off the Stuart Highway and pick them off like flies.
There are 1 or 2 other roads, you know.
For want of a better name.
Even a sidetrack's useful if it gets you to the escape hatch. I wonder now, this time of year, with the creeks dry...
Adam, Michael, Billy's boiling.
Ah, tea.
I'll get Marty to bring you a cup. I want you to stand by the transceiver.
Ah, but hang it, Adam. We're 1,000 miles from the scene of the crime.
Who knows? Constable Maisie might call.
Ah, yeah, that's a thought, isn't it? Yeah, I'll stand by.
You will. Oh, and while you're here, you can bring the log up to date.
Will do.
Call me if anything important breaks.
Okay, Adam. Malabar Plains Police, Constable Michael Dawson.
This is Darwin Control, Constable Maisie Franklin.
Well, how do you do? This is a slice of luck.
Is it? Constable, I have a further signal for you from Inspector Petrie, reference the hold-up at Port Lamington. It is now known that the value of the stolen gold is in the region of $90,000.
Quite a haul. And quite a weight to carry around, wouldn't you think, Constable?
That's just the point. Inspector Petrie says the weight of the haul will be a vital factor in the gang's getaway. Signing off now.
Signing off.
Was that a girl's voice I heard?
Oh, the girl, Marty. The sweetest girl. Well, you must have heard for yourself.
I heard we now have a policewoman on Darwin Control. Here's your tea. Don't let it get cold.
I tell you, I've never been more taken with a voice. Oh, my gosh, she's back again. Malabar Plains Police. Come in, Constable Maisie.
Maisie? This is Moffat Kinsey from the Casemate store. Has my permit come through yet for a petrol pump?
No, I'm afraid it hasn't, Mr. Kinsey.
What the hell are them jokers doing up in Darwin? That permit should have been through months ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you now? Well, sorrow isn't going to help me get my petrol pump. Put a bomb under them pen pushers in Darwin, will you?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
You're all the same, you government fellas. You draw your pay and your rations and you sit back like Jackie and wait for your pension to roll in. Well, it isn't good enough. I want some action.
All right, Mr. Kinsey. Goodbye.
I've a feeling you're talking to empty air.
You're right. Moffat Kinsey. He goes on as if he owned an emporium or something. All he has is a one-room general store stuck out in the middle of an empty plain as big as Ireland.
Drink your tea.
Oh, it's cold.
What do you expect? I'll get you some fresh.
Thanks, Marty, dear. Oh, you know, life's pretty stark when you come to think of it.
Stop complaining about your lot. If you ask me, Trooper Dawson, you're suffering from a mixture of outback blues and an outsized dose of calf love. For both, I'll prescribe a large cup of scalding hot tea. And this time, if you don't drink it, let it be on your own head.
Darwin Control calling Malabar Plains Police. Darwin Control calling Malabar Plains. Come in, please.
Malabar Plains. Constable Michael Dawson saying hello.
Hello, Constable Dawson.
Ah, the name's Mike, remember?
I have a message for you, Constable.
Oh, we're getting quite a flow, aren't we? Okay, ready to receive. And I say, what about coming to the ball at Catherine next month?
Constable Dawson, let me remind you we are on duty. Message from Inspector Petrie to Sergeant Strang. Reference the Port Lamington gold robbery. No record has been found on the scar-faced man, but there has been a second hold-up, this time at the petrol station at Macedon. A positive identification has been made of the other man involved. He is Oscar Ravenna. I will spell that. R-A-V-E-N-N-A. Photographs of Ravenna and known associates are held at Darwin headquarters. Message ends.
Message received. And as soon as the sergeant comes in, I'll pass it on. Now, what about that ball at the Catherine?
That's quite out of the question, Constable Dawson. Signing off. Oh, George, what's the next station on the list? Cedar Hill, isn't it?
Well, Mike, anything more from Macedon?
No, not a sausage. And Adam, I'm curious.
What about?
Petrie making such a point of bringing you in on the Macedon holdup and this Ravenna character. How come?
It's simple. First of all, look at the wall map.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Macedon's on the direct route through to the north. The service station was broken into and petrol stolen by two men in a truck.
Mm.
The garage owner tried to stop them and was knocked out. Later, shown police photographs, he was able to identify one of the men.
As Oscar Ravenna?
Yes. Ravenna's a city crook with a record a mile long. It's a fair assumption that he and his pals were involved in the gold robbery. It ties in with the underworld tip-off they got in Adelaide. Way outside our beat and yet suddenly on our doorstep.
Yeah, but the roadblocks north of Macedon drew blank. The dragnet came up empty.
Which only proved that the gold robbers took one of two roads away from the highway, either this one or the casemate road northeast of here.
Yeah, but nothing's come through from the patrols at Sentinel. Wouldn't they be covering the casemate country?
Certainly, but Ravenna and his mates had a head start. It's pretty rough country, don't forget. And they must have a heavy truck to tote all that load. Well, this won't buy Marty a new bonnet. While you're calling up Darwin, I'll get some beer.
You want me to call Darwin?
Yes. I don't like working in a vacuum. Jumbo Petrie says he has photo shots of Oscar Ravenna. I want to see him. With any luck, he can put them on this afternoon's mail plane. So get busy and raise them, will you?
Okay. Malabar Plains calling Darwin Control. Come in, Darwin.
Darwin Control? Darwin Control?
Hello, Constable Maisie. This is your old friend from the back of beyond. I have a message for Inspector Petrie. Are you ready to receive me?
Put some wood on the fire.
Vincent, what do you want a fire for with the damn sun blazing down? Hey, you tell me.
I like a fire. It looks good.
Feels awful. Anyway, somebody might spot the smoke and come sticky beaking.
Losing your nerve, Ravenna. Anyway, who the hell's going to see anything? There's no one around here. There's nothing but them all. Now shut up and let the cicadas have a go.
Yeah, well, we lay low till sundown, eh? Then take the truck down the casemate track?
That's the idea.
I still think it's a risk getting back on the track.
This is your first time in the territory, ain't it? I drove through to the Kimberleys one time. Friend of mine had a big scheme, a mining deal. The deal fizzled out and I nearly snuffed it. Anything you want to know about the inland, ask me. More important, ask me about the inlanders, the people.
Vincent, what the hell are you going on about now?
We aren't the first to have bolted for the territory. 9 out of 10 of them either died or got picked up. Like you're picking up that green-haired ant. I'd drop it if I was you.
Oh!
Painful, ain't it?
Ooh.
But it's more painful to run out of water in between wells. Those mugs who died or got caught, they thought they knew the territory, but they didn't know the people. And if you don't know the people, you're dead.
And how many people around here do you know? Answer me that, Vincent. How many?
You're a fool. You have to know what makes people stay in godforsaken places. What makes them stick together. What makes the business work. Then you've a chance.
I hope you know what you're magging about, because I don't.
You take us, for instance. We split the gang after Port Lamington. We split the trucks. You and me, we got to Macedon with a leaking tank. And that was too bad when we needed petrol in a hurry.
Yeah, that mongrel at the gas station marked me. Remind me to go back there one day.
You'll never go back.
Ah, now wait a minute, Vincent.
You won't go back because you'll be in Singapore with a girl on your knee and enough dough in the bank to keep you cool for 40 years.
Yeah, now you're talking, Vincent. Damn right you're right. I'll be in Singapore right enough. I'll be swimming in champagne.
First, we have to get the case, mate, to fill up with more gas, more water, and use that radio.
Oh, Vincent, I still think it's one hell of a chance to take. Couldn't we just lay low near the airstrip, then make a dash for it when the plane comes in?
You're worse than the other boys, and heaven knows they're dim enough. Ravenna, just look at it. The aircraft's laid on to rendezvous with us at Malabar Plains, right?
Right. Wilbur Jacobs will be there.
He'd better. Now, we offload the gold and fly out. Once we're airborne, we're free.
Yeah, but this case, mate, stunk.
We have to trick them to get away. We can travel by night. We can keep clear of the tracks where we can. We can be almost invisible. But at some stage, Ravenna, we have to come right out in the open. Right out in the open, Ravenna. And that's just it about the territory. It's wide open like the sky. I tell you, it's easier to hide in a city street.
Oh, if it's the cops you're worried about.
I always worry about the cops. We leave tracks. They follow them. We buy petrol. We steal petrol. We leave tracks. Don't underestimate the territory cops, Ravenna.
Okay, so we use the radio at case, mate. But there's another
thing. Hold it! Oh, I thought so. Look!
A plane! Vincent, they've bunged on an air search. They're spotting for us.
It's hardly likely, but stamp out that fire just in case. I'll throw some more branches over the truck for camouflage. Hurry, man! Hurry!
How long before we're over Malabar?
It won't be long now, Miss Franklin.
Good. My word, what a big country it is down there.
Glad to have you with us, Constable Franklin. It was a good idea, sending you.
I think so, too. Inspector Petrie said it was a good chance for me to see an outback patrol station.
It is indeed. Oh, this is my sister, Marty, Constable Franklin.
How do you do?
Constable Franklin, indeed. It's Maisie, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, but I do hope I'm not going to put you out, Miss Strang.
I'm Marty, and you're not putting anyone out. If there's one thing we've plenty of at Malabar Plains, it's beds.
Hello there!
Ah, our trooper. Over here a moment, Mike.
Is that Constable Dawson?
In person.
Oh.
A courier from Darwin, Michael. Personal dispatches from Inspector Petrie.
I say, well, what do you know? It can't be Constable Franklin?
I don't know how you guessed.
Oh, it just had to be. Hello, Maisie.
Hello, Michael.
You're taller. I mean, than I thought.
And you're younger.
Oh, voices are funny.
Yes, aren't they?
those photos, Maisie, from headquarters.
Hmm? Oh, Sergeant, I'm sorry, I forgot. Here.
Thanks.
And Inspector Petrie said, would you call him up later this evening, after you've gone through the records?
Will do. Mike, while I'm catching up on my homework, perhaps you'd like to show Maisie around the place.
Like a shot.
Marty, yeah. You'll have things to do indoors, no doubt, getting a room ready and so forth. And perhaps a cup of tea might be in order, don't you think?
I reckon she'll take a drop more. Now, that's about it, gents.
Good.
Nothing like having a full tank, mate. But wouldn't a pump be better for you?
Pump? I've been trying for 6 months to get one put in. Those lazy cows up in Darwin won't give me a permit.
Bad luck.
It is for me, mate. Make no mistake. I have to turn business away every day. You blokes were lucky that I had a few gallons put by in the shed. They reckon I'll have to build a concrete underground tank, not to mention a concrete runway. Talk about red tape.
Let's talk about radio.
Hey?
Ravenna, did you take a look out back?
Yeah, there's no one here besides this old goat.
Now, see here.
What's your name?
Kinsey. Moffat Kinsey. And what are you looking at me like that for? I'm not going to overcharge you for the petrol. I'm a working man, the same... A gun.
I can't use it unless you force me to. Mr. Kinsey, I want to use your radio.
Then why didn't you say so? You don't have to flash guns around here. This is the territory. You only have to ask.
Then we'll ask. Ravenna, give him the piece of paper.
Yeah. Here, Kinsey. Take it!
What's this, sir?
We want you to call up the Malabar Plains police station and give them this message. Only you make it sound for real. As if you were just telling it, you understand?
What's this it says? Two men in a truck held up my store, got away. Headed down the casemate track towards Sentinel. They've got guns and they're threatening to kill anyone who stops them. Mister, what is this?
Just go inside, switch on your transceiver, call up the police and tell them what's happened. Simple, ain't it?
But it hasn't happened. I mean... You want to get the Malabar police out of here, don't you? You want to trick them.
Ravenna, he's smarter than he looks.
Yeah.
We want your help in a little deception, Mr. Kinsey, that's all. Easy, ain't it?
This truck. What's in the load, eh? What do you got in there?
Cement. Bags of cement, can't you see?
There was a gold robbery. It was on the radio. They said the men got away into the territory.
Why, you are...
No.
Not yet, Ravenna. He has a message to send. A call for help. In the territory, all calls for help are answered, aren't they, Mr. Kinsey? Now then, let's go inside, shall we, and get on with it.
Mike, put in an extra rifle.
Right.
Lightning, get a move on, will you?
Coming, Sergeant Bush.
Quick check, water bag, spare ammunition, walkie-talkie. Right. We head up towards casemate.
Triple Lightning reporting for duty, Sergeant Bush. Well,
get in.
What's keeping you, Mike? Time's wasting.
Righto, just a sec. Maisie, so long.
Goodbye, Michael. Goodbye. Bye, Adam. Bye, Michael.
This should do us nicely, Ravenna. Well clear of the casemate track, within strike and distance of Malabar, but undercover. In thick scrub.
What about Kinsey here?
He did a good job. I'm proud of you, Mr. Kinsey.
I only done it because you had a gun in me ribs. Oh, if I'd have had any guts, I'd have warned Sergeant Strang. I'd have warned him. But I didn't.
We can't all be heroes. Get out, Mr. Kinsey.
You mean you're letting me go?
Out you get. We've no further use for you. Out you get.
You bet I will. Thanks for giving me a break, mister.
You deserved it, Mr. Kinsey.
Ah!
Vincent! What did you have to do that for? Did you have to kill him?
We couldn't have him shouting the odds all over the country, could we? It's straight for the track and Malabar Plains police station. Now we move into phase two of the operation.
You're the boss, Vincent.
You're so right. Get going.
Another cup, Maisie?
No, thanks.
Ah, tea's a blessing when there's a flap on. You know, I've been housekeeper to a working policeman for goodness knows how many years, but I still get butterflies when he goes out on a dangerous patrol.
The first time I had the same feeling as they drove away. A ghastly, helpless feeling.
Michael's very nice, isn't he?
I was thinking of them both, and Lightning the tracker.
Oh, there's a car pulling up. Surely it can't be... No, the truck seems to be loaded with cement. There are two men getting out. I better go and see what they want. I won't be long.
Vincent, the radio.
Only to be expected. This is a police station. All right, Miss Strang, answer it. Answer it, or I'll kill the girl and then you.
Very well. Malabar Plains Police.
Marty, this is Adam. I'm calling you on the portable while I'm still in range. We found the casemate store deserted. No sign of Kinsey. We're 20 miles down the track, but Lightning couldn't find...
Oh.
What the hell are you doing?
He's using the portable. It's a weak signal. I'm trying to get him back on wavelength.
Then hurry up and bring him back in before he gets suspicious.
What would he have to be suspicious about? I told you, it's only a limited range set.
It's a wonder he was able to raise it at all.
Shut up! Ravenna, get back to that window.
I
No sign of the plane yet. It's past 1600 hours and there's no sign.
Keep watching, damn you! Yeah, then, ladies, let's have no more fooling about, shall we? Miss Strang, you know the score. You're to handle all calls that come through that radio. You're to keep the police away. And you're to do exactly as I say, or you're dead. I hope I make myself clear, Miss Strang.
Can't you raise her, Adam?
All I get's an earful of static. But Marty came through loud and clear before. Surely the girl hasn't pulled the wrong plug on me. I'll try again. Calling Malabar Plains, calling Malabar Plains.
Perhaps she got a foot tangled in one of the leads. I know, I did that myself the other day by accident. Cut myself off like a flash.
Calling Malabar.
Hey, you boys!
Oh, Lightning's found something.
Right, I'm packing this in. Grab the gear, will you, Mike? We'll head back to the Land Rover.
Sergeant Bush, Sergeant Bush. Five fresh tracks, all right. Make them for scrub. That way.
Tire tracks? Big tires?
Yeah, plenty big, Bush. Them fella drive over hard rocks. Tried the hard tracks. But this fella pick up tire marks, more flurry out.
They were smart, but not smart enough. Good on you, Lightning. You never miss.
Oh, well.
That way, south by west, in the direction of Malabar Plains. We'll follow those tracks, gentlemen. We'll follow them all the way through.
It's landing! It's landing! Wilbur made it!
All right, take the truck. Drive onto the airstrip. You and Wilbur transfer the load to the plane.
Yeah, but what about the transceiver?
I'll stand by until we're ready for takeoff. We don't want any slip-ups now, do we, ladies? All right, Ravenna, move.
You bet. I'm on my way to Singapore.
Now we can relax. A cigarette, Miss Strang?
No, thanks. I think I'll go for a walk.
You'll sit down again. I said sit down.
That early report was right, wasn't it? You have a horribly scarred face.
Trying to get me angry, Miss Strang. Inserting a needle. I'm afraid I always was insensitive to everything.
How lucky for you.
You put on a brave face, I must say, both of you. But your hands betray you, and your knees. You can't stop them shaking, can you? Is it me gun you're afraid of?
If you did shoot us, it'd make it so much worse for you, now that my brother's on his way back.
Your brother is now halfway to Sentinel. On a cold, cold trail.
Don't be so sure. When he called up on the portable, I deliberately cut him off, you know.
Did you now?
Don't you believe me? I cut him off because he was about to say something about Lightning, the black tracker. He must have found something. So I broke the connection before my brother could say anything else.
Very interesting indeed.
When the connection was broken, my brother would call up a patrol at Sentinel. He'd draw a blank there, so by now he'd be heading for home.
You liar, little...
Oh, you swine.
Call up, Sentinel. Call him up. Hear me?
Very well. I can't do it. I feel sick.
Out of my way. Out of the way. We'll soon see what calls have come into your precious Sentinel. We'll soon see how smart you've been. Calling Sentinel Police. Calling Sentinel Police.
You have to press the alarm call switch, Mr. Vincent. That one at the back.
The devil.
Now, Maisie!
What the... Ooh!
Well hit, Maisie! Well hit!
I'm afraid I've broken your vase.
Afraid? Oh, Maisie! Maisie!
The car! The Land Rover! Marty, they're back! They're back!
Adam! Adam, quick! The airstrip! Get to the airstrip, Adam! Quickly! Quickly!
I put on another record, Maisie. My dance, I think.
And Michael, you've just had one.
Well, I need the exercise.
And our old veranda floor needs sanding. I'm afraid it's not much good for dancing.
I think it's wonderful.
I'll go and open some more beer. Oh, Adam, was it an important call?
Only Darwin headquarters.
Oh.
It's all right, Maisie, relax. I've just been on to Inspector Petrie. He suggests you take 3 days' leave. In view of the special duties you were called on to perform and the apprehension of Vincent and Ravenna and the safe recovery of $90,000 worth of gold.
Great! We'll go fishing or swimming and...
Anything you say, Michael.
Marty, you in favor of enlisting ladies in the Territory Police Force?
After today, Adam, dear? Yes, I most fervently am. That girl never showed a trace of fear. All those hours she sat... with that horrible scar-faced man standing over us with a gun, she didn't bat an eyelid. And then the way she donged him. Oh, Adam, I wish you'd seen it.
I wish I'd seen both of you, Marty. I'd like to go on record as saying I'm proud of you.
Ah,
Now, may I break the habit of years and ask you for a dance? Hang it, we can do just as well as the constable, surely. Eh? A dance, Miss Strang.
That was episode 19 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.